CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, isn't that cute? Huh? Nice happy song.
Love it.
Yeah. This is obviously taken from A-ha's Take on Me.
Right.
Such a happy song. They're coming here next year.
I know.
I'm very excited. I bought tickets. It's such an old person thing to buy tickets for an 80s band and go and watch them, but I'm going to. I don't give a shit.
Of course not.
Love it. A lot of people commenting that I should give those rabbits to Lucas, who used to work on the show. Lucas used to farm rabbits. Yeah.
You see, I don't really understand. Are they okay living in the wild? Can they fend for themselves? Where did they come from? Are they waiting for their weekly carrots and hay?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. These two in the garden, I haven't started giving them pellets or anything yet. So they're obviously managing.
So they say the pellets, I've had to do a bit of research because of the bunny that my tenant has. But I think pellets are normally for baby rabbits.
Oh, okay.
And then you
give them veggies?
You wean them off. Their diet is like 75% hay.
Hay?
Yes.
Dry hay?
Dry hay. That's what they eat. It's their bedding and it's what they eat. Like 75%.
Wow.
Then what a horrible meal. You've got to be really...
You think it's, that's the most boring meal in the world.
Then you've got to be really careful which fruit and veg you give them. Because there are some that can cause some serious problems with them.
Oh, this sounds like nightmares.
So, you know, for instance...
Administration, sorry.
For instance, they cannot have apple seeds at all if you give them apple. They can't have too much spinach because there's a chemical in there that doesn't agree with them. So you've got to be careful and Google it if you're going to start doing that.
These rabbits must figure out themselves. I'm not your keeper. You've moved into my garden, you understand? All right, there are a few things we wanted you to know about this morning before you start your week and in the week of Christmas. Leanne has been scouring the internet for things that you might want to know about. Maradona, who used to be my favorite footballer, he's got a bit of a cocaine problem.
Yes.
And you remember him at the 2010 World Cup, and even in the last one, he was really front and center, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Just partying hard, doing all the drugs, living his most destructive life. Anyway, he's just come out with a story. He says he was abducted by aliens.
Yes. Okay.
Maradona.
So, depending on what you believe.
Sure.
I know in my soul that this is impossible. Maradona.
What happened to always believe the victim? Huh?
Says that he was abducted by aliens in a UFO and went missing for 3 whole days. This absurd claim came from his mouth. And unsurprisingly, Maradona's encounter occurred after a heavy drinking session. So he has revealed this in an interview with Argentine sports channel TYC Sports.
Yeah.
And he said, why make things up? He said, once after a few too many drinks, I was missing from home for 3 days. I got home and said that UFOs had taken me, and I said they took me. I can tell you about it.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
who wouldn't want to hear him tell that story, though?
There's something else that came out of this interview. He even was asked when he lost his virginity.
Yes.
He said he was 13 years old.
Sure.
In a basement with an older lady. He was on top, and she was reading a newspaper.
She was reading a newspaper, and he just banging her brains out at 13.
So weird.
What a strange guy. Really, what a strange guy.
What a strange interview.
Yeah, I think I'd like to hear him tell that story in his own words, though. You'd be interested to hear Maradona explaining what the aliens did to him for 3 whole days.
Yeah.
And listen, I just want to point out, are there any aliens listening right now? He is not a good representation of our species. He may be if you're a footballing species and you're looking for talented footballers. Obviously, he's not in his prime anymore. I don't think he can.
He's 59.
Yeah, he can't kick a ball at all anymore. No, in fact, he probably can't even find the ball anymore.
Nice.
Unless you attach bells and drugs to it, then he'll find it. But Maradona is not a great example of the human race.
Yeah, please don't think that he's a good representation.
Yeah, because if you think, mind you, it'll keep them away from us.
Yeah, because they'll be like, this person's useless.
Yeah, if the aliens do decide to invade Earth and they get Maradona first and they test him out and they go, geez, this whole planet is full of wastrels who just take tons of illicit substances and ruin their bodies and have addled minds. Let's stay away from this place.
He's nuts. Get out. He is nuts. Maradona is full on nuts.
Do you think he was always like that, or is it the drugs that have done it to him?
So, interesting story about Maradona. So there's a John Smith is this very famous football agent, and the moment everything turned was when the Napolitana gangsters, John Smith was Maradona's agent, and in a single meeting the Napolitanas came up to John Smith and said, your work here is done. And Maradona was never the same. So if you don't know, in Napoli, he did a great thing. He won Napoli's only title in forever. I think it was 92. And in Napoli, there's, I don't know if you've been to Napoli, but there's Maradona everywhere. He is a living god there. But once the Napolitanos took him, Maradona was never the same.
Jeez.
Says the guy who was raising a middle finger during the World Cup. Yeah, that's also, that's a good point. He was pretty badly behaved during that World Cup, but I found him very entertaining. I liked it. On the bunny issue, says Grant and Nelspruit, I have a solution. Have them fixed. Then procrastination and procreation are both solved at one time. My wife made me go. Problem solved.
Okay. The bunnies?
It's very difficult to catch a bunny, I'll tell you that.
Funny, the one let me pick it up.
Really?
Yeah, on Sunday.
No, then they're definitely from someone's house.
Mm.
Oh. Have you spoken to, like, the people who live in your estate?
I promise you they're not from the estate.
You think they've just come up river?
Mm. I think during that flood, it displaced them. I'm not saying they were carried away by the water or anything, but I think they probably were spooked and took off.
But, Gareth, you have nieces and nephews. Can't you just offload it onto them?
Yeah, I'm going to offload.
That's the right thing to do. Then it's not your problem.
Here's an interesting point, which Leanne won't like, from Vinny. I am a meat eater. I know what to do with those bunnies.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah, I don't like rabbit meat. I've had it once. Not my favorite. And apparently rabbit meat is not very nutritious. It's not good for humans. If you only had rabbit meat, you would die.
Huh.
Mm.
Did not know
There's lots missing from rabbit meat that we don't get. All right, well, clearly they're complicated. They have a complicated diet, and that shouldn't form part of ours. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
All right. Apparently, Christmas is not just something that we celebrate in ordinary places and in ordinary houses and in ordinary families. The royal family have a very well-known tradition of how they celebrate Christmas, including rude gifts. So do you want to hear about that? Let's go through the calendar of things that the Queen and the rest of the royals will be doing. By the way, Prince Philip's in hospital at
the
moment.
Yes, he is. So. He spent a second night.
Yeah,
Remember, he's 98 years old.
98. So what do they do when it comes to Christmas? And Philip's going, oh, thank God I'm in hospital. I did want to be there.
Well, he actually played a crucial role, in which you'll see now. Yeah. And I don't know what they're going to do without him there.
Yeah.
So this is all according to a royal biographer, Brian Hoey. He says that they do a couple of things. So 1 year, Prince Harry gave the Queen a shocking, rude present.
Oh, yeah?
With an explicit phrase printed on it.
Oh.
It was 2013. He gave his grandmother a shower cap with the slogan, "Ain't life a bitch," written on it. Apparently, he at the time had been testing the boundaries of the Queen's sense of humor. But apparently, she liked it very much.
I like it very much.
Can you imagine her sitting in the bath with her "Ain't life a bitch" shower cap on? So that is a tradition of theirs, to give each other joke presents. I mean, it must be a completely different type of humor to what goes on with our joke presents.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of what we had at my house on Saturday.
So they exchange gifts at tea time on Christmas Eve, in line with the German tradition introduced by Prince Albert.
Well, they are German.
There we go. So trestle tables are laid out in the red drawing room at Sandringham, with sections marked off with tape showing where each family's gifts should be. During the afternoon, everyone sneaks down into the room and places their gifts on the table. No one is allowed to open any parcels until they are given permission by Prince Philip.
Oh, so he's the one who says, "No, you can open it."
So unless he gives word from the hospital bed, they're not going to be opening
around.
Them.
They'll just sit around looking at each other all afternoon. Charles going, "Hey, really, we need to do this anymore."
And
cancel it.
All the gifts are cheap and jokey.
Mm-hmm.
However, at Princess Diana's first Christmas with the family, it appears nobody told her this element of it. And ended up buying everyone expensive cashmere sweaters and mohair scarves.
Oh, wow. Didn't go down well, huh? Look, I don't suppose there's any point in them buying each other expensive stuff because they can get any of that whenever they want it.
Yeah. Exactly. And do.
Yeah. Yeah. Prince Charles's favorite of these presents that he ever received was a white leather toilet seat from his sister, Princess Anne.
That's revolting.
A leather toilet seat.
I got a leopard print toilet seat a couple of years ago from... No, I've never used it. I wouldn't know what to do with it. You zip it on and off, but imagine...
We'll keep it because he says it's actually He found it so comfortable that he takes it with him on overseas tours.
Sure. Okay.
This
he uses
year,
it. He uses his white leather toilet seat.
Apparently.
Jesus.
Apparently.
Okay.
This year, Harry will not be a part of the fun. He and Meghan and Archie are set to celebrate Christmas apart from the royal family.
Okay.
They'll be with Meghan's mother.
Right.
At an unknown location.
Oh, another hero for mixing the paint.
There we go.
Come on, Harry.
Correct. Okay, good point. So they're not going to be chilling with the rest of them, huh?
No, they won't be. On Christmas Day, the royal family eat their lunch at 1:15 p.m.
Yeah.
And the staff have to work around it.
Right.
Junior staff have their Christmas meal at 11 a.m. Senior footmen an hour later. Junior kitchen staff at 2:15 and everything comes to a halt to watch the Queen's Christmas message at 3.
Sure. Yeah, she records this thing every year. And they broadcast it on Christmas Day.
Every year since 1957.
Hello. I'm so sorry to interrupt your Christmas, but I wanted to make you feel guilty. If you're having a Christmas, like I make my family feel guilty for sponging off of me. None of them have had any real work since they were born, and I'm about to cast Andrew out into the fields to do God knows what. No real purpose. No direction. Nothing to give to society. He's probably just going to go out and take lots of drugs. Which would be a relief to the rest of us, because at least we won't be paying for them. God knows who will. Anyway, happy Christmas.
And after that, she would go off to her formal dinner on Christmas night.
Right.
The family plays charades until around midnight. No one is allowed to go to bed until the Queen does.
Yeah, that's usually the rule. You can't leave dinner until she does either. Mm. That's how it works.
So then while most of the family head off home after Christmas, the Queen stays at Sandringham until the first week of February to coincide with her ascension date. So apparently the Christmas decorations stay up until the Queen leaves, meaning they stay up well past the 12 days of Christmas.
Sure, so she likes keeping them up there, huh?
She loves Christmas.
I wonder how many Christmases the Queen doesn't have a long way to go. She's in her 90s, and Philip's now in hospital. I wonder how things will change when Charles becomes king. I think about these things sometimes.
What do they do with the anthem?
What do you mean?
Just change the queen part.
Yeah, they change it to God Save the King.
There we go.
But it's... Yeah. I think he's going to be a lot more modern about some stuff. He's going to trim a lot of the fat. He wants to be seen as conscientious and, you know, sensible. So who knows? Maybe they'll give even shittier gifts under King Charles.
They'll all get leather toilet seats.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I hope happens? I hope Camilla Parker Bowles is just like an evil woman. She's like the Grace Mugabe of the North.
Like a wicked queen.
Exactly, and it all descends around her.
She has a mirror and she cackles.
That's
in the tower.
It. Yeah, yeah. And she goes full Roman Empire and just blows the whole thing apart. Yeah, exactly. That would be amazing.
I have power! Unlimited power!
She'll be Queen Camilla.
She certainly will.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Because she was so despised after Diana, you know?
She was, and I still have difficulty with it. But I remember what you've always said, and that's that this is the true love story.
Right, the real beautiful love
they
story
loved
is,
each other
is
for
the,
years.
These two. And you know why people don't like that love story? Because Diana and Camilla were so different. Diana was this beautiful woman who was stylish and fashionable and modern and did all these things for charity. And Camilla's just a quiet country girl. Doesn't look like Diana. You know, I mean, let's be fair. She's
much older.
Much older, quite dowdy, but really loves Charles. And Charles really loves her. And people go, hey, but the fairy tale princess. Well, I'm sorry, fairy tales don't always look like they do in the Disney movies. Sometimes they look like Camilla.
And a car crash.
I think she's... Oh, come on, Leanne. All right, enough of that bullshit. Let's see what else is going on. There's so much to talk about. So here are some amazing free resources you can find online. People always complain about how everything costs so much money. I've also got a list of things that you could do for Christmas and you can give for Christmas that don't have to cost any money. But Leanne, you start with your list.
Yes, there are a lot of things that you can do, mm-hmm. especially with January coming up.
Right.
For instance, if you are a student,
yeah.
You can get unlimited Google Drive storage.
Wow.
So you have to get a .edu email through your school that uses Gmail, and you can get this unlimited Google Drive storage.
Right.
There is something called FreeCycle. FreeCycle? No. I don't know if they've spelt this wrong.
FreeCycle.
It says FreeCycle, but I think they mean FreeCycle.org.
Yeah.
Which is people giving away stuff they don't need or want anymore, or they don't want to sell it, or they don't care to sell it. Through your local library, you mm-hmm. can actually now get ebooks and audiobooks for free.
Okay.
You can also get them for free through OverDrive, Hoopla or Borrowbox.
All right.
Okay.
Yes.
NOBA, N-O-B-A, is a website that has compiled psychology topics into easy-to-read modules. They've been compiled by psychology university professors to help facilitate free education for students.
If you're not going to practice as a psychologist, but you're interested in psychology and maybe even just figuring out the people around you and yourself.
It's a very popular subject.
It sounds like something fun to do.
Yeah. There's something called Khan Academy, K-H-A-N.
Yes.
And you can use this for literally everything. It's free knowledge that you can use for your university courses or simply just to invest your time in a worthwhile topic.
Hmm. Okay. I've got a couple of things here.
Mm-hmm.
So here are a bunch of clutter-free gifts right, that don't have to take up space, and that don't require huge wrapping or...
Like ebooks would be one of them, right?
Absolutely. Ebooks are on the list. Concert tickets, sporting tickets, taking someone to a symphony, mm-hmm. a restaurant gift card, a hot air balloon ride. Bathing in the blood of your enemies.
That's on your list, right?
That's right, yeah. Movie passes, an authentic Egyptian curse. You can apparently buy those.
An authentic one.
Yeah, an authentic ancient Egyptian curse.
As opposed to a fake one.
What a nice present.
That's a lovely.
Because you give that to someone and they can deploy it on whoever they wish, you know? Don't you think? I mean, Pinky's nodding her head. She's going, yes, that's exactly the gift that I've always wanted. An authentic ancient Egyptian curse. Do you know who you'd send it at?
I think Jane would love that.
Jane?
Yeah.
That's the
first person that came to mind.
Yes.
So is that sent to you in hieroglyphics, or how do you...
Yeah, it would be on a papyrus scroll in hieroglyphics, and you just pass it on to someone and say, here's a blessing, but meanwhile, it's a curse.
Mm. And they could never decipher what's the cure. That's great.
Some of them you can actually read out in English as well. You can find those. You can even find them online. Dysentery. There's a lovely gift that keeps on giving. You know, just basically get your hand full of feces, shake someone else's hand without them knowing, and then just wait for the dysentery to ensue. But it doesn't take up space and you don't have to worry. How about a date night out? That's always nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Cooking classes, dance classes, music classes, social dominance signaling classes.
There are actually some online courses out at the moment by some really great authors like Dan Brown.
Oh, yeah?
And they're video courses. Huh. They're really, and they've put together a whole string of authors. Wow. One will kind of specialize in fantasy writing. One will specialize in humor.
Okay.
And then there are the same cooking, these are cooking classes.
Yes.
I like Gordon Ramsay, etc.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm trying to think of the other ones. ballet, likes ballet dancing classes online as well.
Do you think I would make a good ballet dancer?
Well, now you can try in the comfort of your own home.
Well, Gareth, how tall are you? Six?
Yeah, six, four, five.
Nah, sorry, Gareth.
6'3", 6'4", somewhere around there. Okay, you can do coding. You do painting. You do bloodstain removal classes. Do home brewing.
This is a real mix-up.
Yes. Mommy and baby forklift operating.
Oh.
Yes. Stealth flatulence classes.
Wow.
That's important.
Actually, I don't need classes for that.
How about an intro to Satanism? You want to
do
that?
That would actually be really interesting.
Yes. Pottery.
Yeah.
Everybody loves a bit of pottery.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can offer services to people, a babysitter. You know, you'd say to someone, I'll babysit your kids for a night.
Yes.
And then let them go out and have dinner. And you try to not let the kids set the house on fire. You could professionally offer to be a wood chipper. And you could bring a wood chipper around to other people's houses and chip their wood for them. Massage people that you don't even know.
Sounds good.
You want to give a massage? List your services. Manicure,
it's
pedicure.
Very Epstein-ish.
You could be a hitman.
Yeah.
You could offer on the dark web to kill people for someone. I mean, that's a service.
Let out your frustrations.
A lot of people need. You know, it's all about supply and demand. You could offer to do pet anal bleaching.
Vital.
That's right.
Vital.
Yes, yeah. You could offer to set up a personal mariachi band.
That fun. Follows you around,
yes,
all over.
Sure. Memberships to various places could be offered as gifts as well. Children's Museum. There are some good children's museums in the world and some very bad ones.
Are there children in it?
Probably, yeah.
In the displays?
Yes, in the displays. Stuffed children.
Stuck in there.
I thought there were children working,
yes,
there.
You could work at the Potato Museum. There is such a place.
Hmm.
Then there are consumables you could offer people as gifts. I hate these, but some people seem to like them, like a biltong box or fruit basket. I hate those things. Awful presents.
Only because your aunt used to give you one every
yes,
year.
Yes, that's right. She gave us this horrible thing full of nuts and biltong and dried fruit.
A lot of people really like that. I would like that.
You'd like that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, rather give me deodorant or...
socks.
Yeah.
Or money.
Nah. No, give money. Me money. Money's also just thoughtless. You know, you're just trying to get rid of, just pass off the person with some money. How about 8 perfectly round eggs? You could, if you could find those, I'd be impressed.
Okay.
How about
maybe there are round eggs somewhere in the world.
A fistful of sand? Anybody?
Okay.
Cactus that will not survive?
Hmm?
Marmite?
Awful.
Or taxidermy? How about you offer someone some taxidermy?
Oh, my word.
Those are some gift ideas. Don't say I didn't try to help.
So wait, I like the taxidermy one, but am I offering you the ability to be a taxidermist or a taxidermied animal? Because those are two different gifts.
Whichever.
All right. Oh, okay. The notion of taxidermy.
Yes.
All right.
Who doesn't want some cat that's stuffed that looks very uncomfortable?
Yeah, that's it.
Posed on a piece of cardboard.
You know what else there is? Is something, an app called Sputnik.
Yes.
Which you can look up all the satellites flying over your house.
Okay.
Including the ISS, Hubble Space Telescope, anything your heart desires.
All right.
So maybe give that a try.
Okay, Leanne, if you say so.
I thought you might be interested in that.
Well, I mean, people have also given, while you're on the gift thing as well, what people do sometimes is they buy a star for their lover.
Mm, they do.
So they'll name a star after their lover, some star. There are millions and millions of stars in the sky. You can actually buy a certificate that names that star after someone you love, which is quite a gift. I mean, if you think about it, you know, there's very few things in the world that are better than saying, oh, yes, there's a star up there that's named after me. It's quite thoughtful.
That's some gift. How much do people pay for that? Like $100,000?
No, it's not even that much. You can get it for a couple of $100.
But most stars are burning all the time, or is that some of them
are burnt out.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Some of them are gone. They don't exist anymore.
Okay.
So. Buy a star gift for just $33.
There we go.
That's okay. Interesting.
So it's not impossible. Let's just use a bit of imagination. Here's a nice message from Ali. He says, hey guys, thank you very much for doing what you do. You're a big part of my morning routine. It can't be easy doing what you do because many have tried and failed. I wish you all the more and many successful years.
Nice. That's
Viva.
So nice.
What a nice message from Ali. Thank you so much, dude. Okay, what else, Leanne?
Ooh, top five health recommendations of the decade passed.
It's going to put pressure on
that
us.
That are actually bad for your health.
Oh, shit. So these are ones that people have been doing, but they shouldn't have been doing? Okay.
Yep.
Go for
it. So the first one is delaying vaccines. So this whole vaccine thing, I didn't know this, but there was an author, Andrew Wakefield, who published a fraudulent research study, which was later retracted from The Lancet, where he claimed that exposure to the measles, mumps, and rubella MMR vaccine led to the development of autism. The entire study was later found to be fake, but the notion of vaccines causing autism took off like wildfire. There are a whole lot of celebrities who are all into this.
Yep.
There are even some physicians who are doing this as well. So obviously, if you ask pediatricians, they're going to deny that you should not give your kids vaccines.
Yeah.
So that's something that came out of our decade.
Fun fact on Andrew on the Wakefield. Yeah. My lecturer, coming from a chemistry background, my lecturer had a knife in a dartboard with Andrew Wakefield's head.
Okay, so he's definitely despised in the community.
He's a nutcase, an absolute nutcase.
This is where all that crap comes from about autism, and there's so many people who are, I mean, they really are convinced that if they give their kids these vaccines, which are actually necessary to prevent them from getting these horrible diseases.
And from preventing worldwide outbreaks of diseases.
Absolutely.
Facebook doctors.
Terrible stuff.
In Samoa, there are dozens of unvaccinated children who are dying from a measles outbreak there. That's just one example. another bad advice that we've been following is the whole drinking water from a bottle, the bottled water industry.
Yeah.
Now there are waters that offer extra things like vitamins, alkalinity, extra oxygen, specific electrolytes.
Is it all nonsense?
No, it's not that it's nonsense. It's just that it's driving the whole plastic waste issue for the planet. Yeah.
Okay, got you.
So that's the whole thing. It's just
price for everything.
Feeding that.
Okay.
And obviously emptying your wallet at the same time.
Yeah, and unnecessarily so.
Here's something that I love to do is juicing. I've even got like a top of the range juicer.
Yes, you do.
And it does make sense to me that if you're not eating the whole fruit or vegetable, you're not getting the fiber. Because that's exactly what comes out is the pulp that you discard.
Right.
But I just love the taste of it and the freshness of it. So, yeah, apparently these juice detoxes, which is a little more than what I do, has been all the rage in many wellness circles. But that's the whole thing. We have our own built-in detox centers working around the clock.
Yeah.
Our gastrointestinal tract, our urinary tract, our sweat glands. And sometimes you can actually overdose on some vitamins by doing this. For instance, too much vitamin A can cause problems with your liver. It can overload these other detox centers. So yeah, the whole thing is eat some fruit and vegetables every day, pulverize them with your teeth, juice them in your gut, and you can throw out your expensive juicer.
Oh no, so you've been wasting your time with this juicer.
No, not really. I mean, you still get vitamins out of it. My whole argument is I probably would not have even eaten those carrots, cucumber, spinach, and ginger bits that I put into my juicer.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't have eaten them anyway, so at least I'm getting something.
Fair enough.
It's a fair approach. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Vaping, of course, we know, is no longer known as a healthier alternative to smoking.
Yeah, and these they've had a couple of these things explode in people's mouths.
Oh, really?
Yes. No, only a few cases, so don't panic, but they have had some situations.
I was referring to the vaping-related acute lung failure that's happened all over.
That little thing.
All right.
But so that's really what's making news at the moment are these young kids in the US who've been sold especially flavored vaping devices and what's it called? Electronic cigarettes, that's it. And then there's one last thing, yoni eggs.
What are
those?
Have
you heard of them?
What are they? I know that John T. Searle does something called the yoni massage, which involves the woman's private areas.
Well, this is a vaginal jade egg.
Oh, how fantastic.
Or yoni egg. It was and continues to be a source of strength and serenity for some.
Serenity.
But for most, including physicians, namely gynecologists' offices, it's a source of infection. False claims about the vaginal jade egg leading to improved sexual energy wound up as a $145,000 settlement for false advertising.
Oh, boy.
It was popularized by Goop.
Oh, that's that stupid site that, what's her name runs? Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, she's a nightmare.
Oh, there
she's
you go.
She's an absolute nutcase.
The science community hates her as well. She is awful. Gwyneth Paltrow, you're terrible. Your child's name's Apple. You're terrible.
Terrible person.
Along with vaginal eggs came vaginal steaming with burns included.
Yeah, you see, like, you don't need to be steaming your vagina, ladies. There's no need to do that.
Vaginal rejuvenation procedures and vaginal cleansers.
Yes.
None have any medical or health benefits, but all carry avoidable risks.
Yes. Don't do it to your vagina.
And remember, talking about your own detox systems, vaginas are built with their own internal detoxing systems.
Correct. Ladies, you do not need to be steaming or putting eggs or anything funny into there.
You don't hear that enough. Ladies, don't steam your vaginas.
Yes, exactly.
You get bum steaming too, that men do.
Bum steaming?
Leanne, what are you talking about?
Oh, I promise. You go to these spas.
Get your bum steamed?
And you wear this heavy frock.
Okay.
Okay, and you sit on what looks like, you know when you have your shoes shined?
Yeah.
One of those things that look like an outside toilet.
It's like a chair that's got a hole in.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And there's a steamy thing underneath, and you put your whole steam frock over it, and you steam your bum.
Wow. What's going on there?
Apparently, it's detoxifying, but again, no one's backing these things up.
And who needs their bum that clean unless you're in porn?
No. Here's the thing.
Apparently, the steam goes right up your anus and into your colon.
And a kind of, okay, cleans things out.
And relaxes you, yeah.
All right. There's no way.
I'd be scared I'd poop.
There's no way that. There's no way there's no way that human beings have gone through their existence and evolution having to steam their backsides.
There are snow monkeys who go into the steaming spas.
Yeah, but they don't put their asshole over the steam vents.
I mean, I know there's a sexual kind of thing, obviously, with the prostate stimulation, you know. I don't know if there's anything to do with that.
Steaming it?
No, I'm not saying steaming. That's what I'm wondering. Who's steaming their bum?
Clearly, there are people who do it. Leanne's just told us that. She knows these people.
I'm going to Google steaming anus. No, wait, I'm not.
Yeah, that's going to take you down a rabbit hole you do not want to be down. All right, very good. Okay, there are some other things that you might want to know about this morning. Apparently, road rage accused have had to cough up R5.5 million, and a case was withdrawn over this. Is this a well-known road rage incident?
I hadn't known about it until now, but it's apparently a very rich businessman and his two friends.
Oh.
They were accused of nearly killing a couple in a road rage incident.
Oh, God.
And they've bought their freedom from prosecution for R5.4 million.
Here in this country?
In this country.
Hmm.
So what happened was there was the Potgieter. This is the businessman.
I know those Potgieters, yeah. What about them? What did they do now?
Okay, so the they're the complainants. Just had to get this right. Okay. So on the one side, we've got Hanno Bierman, who's in the mining industry.
Oh, yeah, Hanno.
Together with his friend Pieter de Beer.
Yeah, what has Pieter
and
done?
And Hannes Viljoen.
Ach, yes, it's Hannes.
Okay, they were driving along, and also driving along were the Potgieters.
Ach, and fuck.
The Potgieters had been on their way from a restaurant when Willem hooted at a vehicle which skipped a red light, and that vehicle was the businessman vehicle.
Oh, boy.
This was on the N12.
Yeah.
Four men in the bucky forced them off the road.
Oh, no.
Willem had ostensibly fired warning shots, but the men had taken his pistol and assaulted the couple.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, there have been medical debt and legal costs leading to this decision to drop the complaint, which the couple's lawyer confirmed to the publication and would see them receive 5.4 million rand as part of a larger settlement.
Sure.
Willem needed reconstructive surgery. His front teeth had been knocked out.
Oh, my God.
He was unable to walk for 2 months and was temporarily blind.
Really? Can people not behave themselves? Seriously?
That's nuts.
This is so unnecessary.
It started with a hoot.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Guys, what are we, cavemen? Really,
that's wild. It's so stupid.
It's just scary to think if you catch the wrong person on the wrong day.
I know. That's why you just don't get cross with people on the road.
Just let it go.
I used to have terrible road rage.
Yeah, me too.
I don't get cross anymore. I just let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be.
And you don't know what that person's...
Don't get road rage, let it be.
You don't know what that person's going through at the time.
No, that could be completely insane.
I mean, someone got cross with me once because I'm in an error while I was driving.
Yeah.
And they rolled down their window and they verbally abused me, screaming at me, swearing. And I actually cried because that day I was not feeling great.
Yeah, well, what else are you going to do? I mean, it's just so unnecessary. Like, if you find yourself in a situation where you're going to break someone's face and he has to have reconstructive surgery, yeah. And what, over a fact that you skipped a robot?
Mm.
And of the people who did something wrong in the beginning here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so awful. Don't fight with people on the roads. It's at any time of year, but especially not now. You don't know what they're going through. Like Leanne says, they could be completely insane.
Yeah, they could be having serious issues at work.
Ugh.
Financial.
Stay away. Don't fight with people. All right.
Count to 10, people.
Yes, very good. All right, what else, Leanne?
Do you have anything?
What else, Mbulelo?
Yes.
You look like you're waiting to tell us something.
Yes.
No, so listen, guys.
What?
So, you know, most people, right, who they hate the Slay Queens, right, Gareth?
Yeah, I don't mind the Slay Queens.
What is the Slay Queens?
Oh, you don't know what a Slay Queen... Oh,
the Slay Queens?
I am so happy when I get to tell people what a Slay Queen is.
Go on, tell us.
A Slay Queen is one of those ladies who would get a rich man, and then they're just like over the top about it, and they just live for that hedonistic lifestyle, and they're with that rich older guy. She's like...
So like a sugar daddy.
Yeah, he's the sugar daddy, but the Slay Queens are the ones who'll just come in and take, if it's your husband, they'll just come in and snatch him with their booty or their boobs and their makeup and their lashes.
And they're only into it for money.
You got it.
Okay.
So I think a lot of that hate comes from the fact that most of us can't afford to provide for Slay Queens.
Yeah.
So I think
they're very expensive things to keep.
These are very, very expensive animals. So, you know, you got to provide a lifestyle of this sort of sort. You know, the concierge Illuminati, Gareth, is a very, very real thing, if you didn't know. So,
tell me more.
Le Clefs d'Or, translated as the Golden Keys. There's only 4,000 concierges, apparently, around the world that are part of the Golden Key Army.
Mm-hmm.
And like any cult, they've got values, Gareth.
Right.
Right. In service through friendship, the guest comes first, the network, integrity and respect, strive for excellence, discretion, and lead by example. Well, to me, it just sounds like it's going to be a sex cult for people who are supposed to carry my bags and bring me a Prego roll. But I want to be rich enough to use them. So let me tell you the type of stuff that they can do for you. So if you're a sheikh and you need to get a car to your wife, and it is a limited edition car, for instance, a sheikh wanted to get it from Dubai to Qatar on the holy day of Friday.
Ah,
the golden key.
What a pain that is when you can't get it from there to there on the holy day.
And he needed the brand new one. They will get it done. So look for the Golden Key Army. They are a cult.
But they wear a little badge.
They do.
Oh, wow.
So they got keys, right? There's golden keys. You spot them by these golden keys, 4,000 of these cult members. And you can get anything, Leanne.
Wow.
If you want to get your bum steamed.
That's what you need to strive for.
But it's intense, like apparently super intense, like interrogation process to get in. Hey, Leanne, sex cult?
Jeez.
Not a sex cult, but yes, it's very handy.
It's a cult. Gareth, most cults are just so guys can have sex with
one of these guys working for me. I need, on a Sunday when the liquor stores are closed, I need something, then I just say to them, what is his name again? Giovanni, you need to go down to the shops for me. And he goes, oh, no problem. I go now. Shops are closed, but I make a plan. And he flies on the jet and he somehow miraculously brings me tequila.
It makes it happen. Chivas
Riga. What was that French name you said?
It is Le Clef d'Or. So it's, yeah, Les Clef d'Or.
Because I actually, Le Clef d'Or. It made me think of someone I know through social media, Concierge Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He's with the Table Bay Hotel.
Oh.
And there was an exclusive interview with him in 2017, and there they called him exactly that, a Le Clef d'Or concierge.
Oh, he's having weird sex with people and getting sandwiches.
No, these are just butlers, basically.
Sorry.
We should maybe ask him firsthand.
Yeah, we should. Idea.
Get him in here.
Yeah, ask him about the discretion part.
In the new year, we will talk to the Le Clef d'Or representative.
Concierge Ryan.
Right, very good.
And also, Gareth, I don't think we're holidaying right. There is a 7-star hotel. It's called the Burj Al Arab. You heard of it?
Yeah.
Is it in
Dubai?
It is.
$24,000 a night, Leanne. I tell you what, that'll get you a rotating 4-post bed with 14 different types of pillows. 14.
I've heard of hotels where you can select your pillows.
14.
14 different types of pillows. I love that idea.
And the bed rotates?
Yeah, 4-post. Yeah, and it's a post bed. It rotates.
Why would I want that? I'm drunk half the time anyway. The bed feels like it's rotating already.
Leanne, at
300. Leanne just drinks enough and her bed rotates too. She's like, I have to pay for that.
Well, 350,000 rand a night, I'd expect my bed to rotate. 27 phones, just so you can get a hold of somebody with a golden key on their sort of jacket.
Yeah.
And if that's not enough, Gareth, 24-carat gold iPad specifically for your concierge.
Ugh, please. A 24-carat gold iPad. You're trying too hard.
There, well, 350,000 rand a night.
Jesus.
That's Dubai for you.
So, yeah, if you can't afford a Slay Queen, guys, stay in your own lane.
And it had to have something gold in it, so they went with the iPad.
That's it, yeah. So those are my... If you're not doing that, you're not holidaying right, and do not get a Slay Queen because you can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's important, especially for those people who are thinking of that for the holidays. Need myself a Slay Queen.
Yeah, they do.
I know we've been joking a bit about putting kids to work, right?
I wasn't joking.
This is a bit of a serious story.
Oh, no. You're going to spoil our fun now, aren't you?
Probably.
Okay.
But it's just like something out of a movie, and it actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
We all know Tesco. That's the British supermarket giant. Tesco. I'm going to Tesco.
Going down to Tesco, yeah.
Down Tesco.
Yeah.
They've actually... What happened was they source a number of greeting cards, and specifically Christmas cards, from a factory in China.
Yes.
And what happened was a little girl had bought one of these cards, and when she opened it, there was a handwritten message inside.
Yeah.
From, which was a cry for help from a prisoner who makes it.
Yes.
So
what's your point?
The point is that... There are people who are living under seriously horrible conditions. This card said in black Koki pen, "We are foreign prisoners in Shanghai Qingpu Prison in China, forced to work against our will. Please help us and notify human."
Oh, please. You're just buying a Christmas card. You don't need this shit in your life.
Please notify human rights organizations.
Ah, do it yourself.
So Tesco,
send them a Hallmark card.
Said that they were absolutely shocked and immediately halted production at the factory where the cards are produced.
Oh, please.
"We would never allow prison labor in our supply chain," said...
Why not? What else are the prisoners going to be doing?
And an investigation has been launched.
Outrageous. I say that they should find this girl who wrote that note and punish her severely. She's ruining it for everybody. Most of the people in that prison are just happy to be making something. We're happy to be buying them cheap. Don't ask questions. If you don't want to know how sausages are made, stay out of the kitchen.
Or what's in them, more importantly.
Exactly.
Awful.
You don't want to know what's in the sausage. You just eat it when it's finished and it's ready and it's on the shelf, all right?
There we go.
If you go into that kitchen and you see how they make it, you'll never want to eat a sausage again. Same with a Hallmark card. Just pass it on. What do you care where it's made? Suddenly you're so conscientious. Please.
So you don't want a card made by a prisoner?
I'm going to write a handwritten note back to the Qingpu prison or whatever it's called.
It was Qingpu.
I'm going to say to them, you find that traitorous little bitch who wrote that note.
And punish her.
Put her into solitary. Yeah. See how she feels not making cards for the rest of her life. Only seeing the sun when it comes through the cracks in the wall. And yeah, we'll see how much.
But what has she been in prison for?
Who knows?
In China,
but she's probably a bad person if she's in prison.
I don't know.
You don't think so, huh?
I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, mostly if you're in prison, I don't really want to extend you too many human rights.
Could happen to you.
Yeah, well, I don't deserve human rights if I'm in prison most of the time.
Sure, look, you're very strong on this one.
Better
tell Sia to add that to his list of things Bulelo hates: prisoners.
Gareth, you know the old adage, without rules we are but animals.
We're keeping a list on you, my friend.
We're but animals.
I'm
not a but animal.
She's more
call yourself what you like.
Front animal.
Definitely more of a front animal.
All right. That's a good meal of stuff for us to deal with for today.
It's actually kind of weird to own. I would find it a bit strange to have an item that was made by a prisoner. It's a bit eerie.
You think so?
Mm.
Yeah, you got it at the right price. Life expectancy at birth has increased more than twice as much in the last century as it did in the previous 200,000 years. Just think about that for a second. Life expectancy at birth. Increasing more than twice as much just in the last century as it did in the previous 200,000 years of human existence.
That's amazing.
Hey.
That's outrageous.
So what have we got going there? We've got medicine.
Yes.
Knowledge.
Medicine, knowledge, less superstition. Hospitals. Less abuse of women.
Less wars.
Less wars.
More
yeah, sure.
Vaccinations.
Science, yes.
Right. So, you know, I read out that list, which you can go and find on my... My blog, which is uncliffcentral.com, of all the good things that are happening. Well, listen to this. Child mortality is down by something like 65%. Every 20 years, it goes down some more.
Wow.
Hunger is right now. There are more obese people than there are hungry people in the world. That's
Jeez.
Incredible.
Who would have predicted that?
When Bob Geldof was trotting around the world singing, do they know it's Christmas time at all? And talking to us about starving people in countries like Ethiopia and Somalia. It's not a problem anymore, the scale that it used to be. There's still some very far-flung places where people are hungry.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're living in a world where the problem is more inclined to be too much food than too little.
And too much bad food.
Right.
So less nutrition.
Illiteracy keeps dropping. And at a rampant rate.
That is fantastic
news. Very good news. Except here in South Africa, where our education system is. Pollution is on its way down.
Down.
Don't believe Greta Thunberg when she says to you everything's screwed up and we're on the edge of a massive extinction event. I'm going to go home.
No, but there's pollution,
hamburger.
And then there's climate change. Sometimes the two are linked, but not always.
Anyway, pollution is on its way down. Poverty is dropping the most dramatically of all. Absolute poverty.
Yeah.
Gone. The way that it... I mean, you consider how many... must have been the vast majority of people back in the 1700s and 1800s were dirt poor. They were eating handfuls of sand and rock and, you know, whatever they could find. Pooing right next to the place they slept in. It's how most of our ancestors lived. Most of them.
Mm.
Now, I got the iPhone 10, but I want the iPhone 12.
Mm. I don't even like the blue dirty
gold iPad.
Yeah, I want a solid gold iPad and a 7-star hotel.
14 pillows or nothing.
Yeah. Really. It's just amazing. Dr. Witt's back with a comment. There really isn't good evidence that vaping is either worse or equal to smoking. Listen to this. There does seem to be some data suggesting it might be less harmful than smoking. That does not mean it isn't harmful.
Mm.
With regards to the vaping, lung illness seems to be related to people who use cannabis products in their vapes rather than just standard products. Exciting stuff.
The devil's lettuce.
That's right. Can someone explain to me for 10 marks how you steal, I think they mean steam, a vagina?
Well, I think it would work the same as the back end one, where you just have to sit over that porta potty.
It's just
the steam
be
at the bottom.
So bad. I don't know if we've got 10 points there, but it's not good.
Again, I'm not Googling vaginal steaming or anything like that.
No. All right, and apparently that Wakefield idiot who you were talking about, the doctor who brought up all this crap about
vaccines,
apparently he's dating Elle Macpherson.
Oh, well.
The body, Elle the body Macpherson, who's Australian, I think.
Apparently there is a thing called taint tanning, another myth that needs busting.
Taint tanning.
Well, the taint is between the...
Oh, again, I'm not Googling it.
Yeah.
Isn't it called the perineum or something?
Yeah. That's that area between the balls and the arsehole.
Mm.
The gooch.
Yeah. It's called the taint because it taint nothing there or something like that. I can't remember what it... But it's that area.
Okay. You know the other name is gooch.
Yeah, gooch. And then there's another taint. Name too.
Ah.
Someone who's heard it before, because I can't think of it right now.
I suppose women have the same.
Yeah, between the vagina and the arsehole.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the part that splits when you're giving birth.
Ah!
That's it.
Ah!
And they Lord stitch Almighty. It up while you're there.
Oh!
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Really, that is awful.
My stomach just turned, literally.
Oh, yeah. It's, yeah.
Anyway. All right. Well, that's all we got time for this morning. But we will be back tomorrow for the final show of the year. And then we'll come back here on about the 6th of January for some more. But that's all we got time for today. Hope you have an excellent day in the company of
TipsCentral.com. I won't see you, so I hope you have a good Christmas.
Have a happy Christmas. Yes, we're not going to see you tomorrow.
See you next year, which is just more than a week away.
Absolutely. And be very good. Oh, here's the explanation that we needed. Sorry. It ain't the vagina and it ain't the anus. It's the taint.
Oh.
Taint.
All right.
All right. Very good. Well, listen, thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow. Have a good day. And then it's off to holidays for all of us. And I hope you will have some time off as well. CliffCentral.com.